It is Monday, June 18th, 2018, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now inside Studio 123 is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Do you think they started looking for Kyle's body yet?
He's supposed to be back from vacation tomorrow.
I suspect there are people going, oh my God, am I stuck with them forever? I have the two crazy women. Where's Kyle?
Kyle's on vacation. He'll be back.
He'll be back. And the crazy women get to talk about theater, so it's all good.
Okay, what theater?
New theater company called the Smokehouse Players. They've only done one show before.
Okay, because I feel bad that I've not heard of them now.
Ah, well, they're performing at the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse west of Fayetteville.
Hence the name.
They've been given access to this great performance space that used to be a walk-in cooler.
Oh, fun.
They call it the Chiller. And this is their second show. They're doing the Gin Game.
I don't know this one.
I didn't really either. Mm-hmm. I had to look. They have to do small shows because it's a small space.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can't really do a set. They can't really do anything. They're not going to do Phantom of the Opera there.
Right.
This is a two-person show that won a Pulitzer in 1986. Don't tell me how old you were then either. It's a lady who's been forced to move into a retirement home. She's all alone, and she meets a guy there who invites her to play the card game Gin with him. And you think it's going to be this sweet story where they've really found each other, but not so much because they both have a ton of baggage that pops up from playing Gin. Mm. And it's funny and it's sad and it's directed by Warren Rosenauer. So you know it's going to be wonderful.
From Fayetteville High School.
And Janelle Grace Lipscomb is playing the woman, also a teacher, who, oddly enough, was in the show playing this part 30 years ago.
Oh, that's fun.
And now, you know, so she was 30-something at the time, and now she's 60-something, revisiting this role of a 71-year-old woman. She says it's a very different perspective. Tim Gilster is playing the male lead, and he's one of the founders of the company. He and his wife, Terry Vaughn, came back to Northwest Arkansas after a career in New York. And their idea is to do interesting shows that you might not see anywhere else. I think the next one is going to be Talking With, which if you're old guard university theater, you remember that show. And then they've got Valentine's and Killer Chili on their plan for next year. It's a Kent Brown show. Remember when Kent was chairman of the drama department at the UA for ages. And the last show that I produced for Ozark Stageworks. So it'll be interesting to see that show again. Showtimes for the Gin Game are 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Ozark Mountain Smokehouse. It's free, but they ask for donations, and the first night donations on Thursday go to Magdalene Serenity House.
Oh, wonderful.
And you can find out more by emailing terrytim, T-E-R-R-Y-T-I-M, at cox.net. The production does have adult language, which they tell me is a strong PG-13.
Okay, so you've been warned.
Also this week, all sorts of stuff going on everywhere. Artisphere, Beethoven Masterworks at the Walton Arts Center on Tuesday evening. Sandwiched In on Wednesday at the Shiloh Museum at noon. I didn't get to do this interview, and I got to get over there. It's called the Harmonial Vegetarian Society, The Real Story. And apparently this group existed around here, and there's very little evidence. Hmm. But somebody's going to talk about what there is. Let's see, what else do we have? That sound you hear is me turning the page. Oh, Ergene Conant is going to talk about reviving the compositions of Florence Price on Wednesday at 6 at the Fayetteville Public Library.
So free.
And then Artisphere continues. Opera in the Ozarks starts on Friday.
Oh, we are at that time of the summer. Yes, wow.
They're doing, this year's rotation is Die Fledermaus, The Barber of Seville, and an American opera called The Ballad of Baby Doe, which I don't know much about. But the three shows are in repertory through the 20th of July. So we can keep you busy clear up until the end of summer. I'll keep coming back.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.